Let's say we're continuing today, Meretz Hashem, in Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yud Alef, Chapter 3, the 11th Mishnah. Rabbi Elazar Hamodi says, Hamachalas HaKadshim, one who desecrates sacred item, Kadshim, V'amivases HaMoados, and one who goes ahead and disgraces the Yamim Tovim, V'amalbim Pnei Chaver Barabim, and a person who embarrasses his friend in public, V'amefer Briso Shal Avram Avinu, Allah wa shalom. And one who literally again annuls the bris of Avram Avinu. V'amegale ponim b'tor shalom ka'alocha. And one who goes ahead and interprets the Torah not in accordance with the halacha. Afa pi sheyesh bi'od the Torah ma'isim tovim. Even though such a person has Torah, has learned Torah and good deeds, ein lo chelek li olam haba. He has no portion in the world to come. So a very profound Mishnah. So let's kind of deconstruct this a little bit. So first of all, what is this Mechalel es HaKadshim? One who goes ahead and literally desecrates sacred things. So the Rabbeinu Yonah understands that Kadshim in this context actually means karbanos, sacrifices. And this is talking about a person who goes ahead and Chas HaShalom desecrates consecrated items. Of course, again, perhaps on a more global level, Mevazeh es HaKadshim also means a person who tries to desecrate holy things. You know, unfortunately, there are times when people try to go ahead and take things that are holy and to make them mundane. People do it for a variety of different reasons. They don't want to be held to a standard of holiness. They don't want to be held to some type of higher standard of behavior. So the easiest way, instead of building myself up, is to knock everything around me down. So HaMechalas HaKadshim, yeah, can mean someone who mistreats sacrificial items, but it could also mean someone who, in general, chips away at anything that is holy in an effort to deconsecrate it, thereby minimizing the expectations of himself. So literally a person who disgraces the Yamim Tovim. So the Rabbeinu Yonah here says something very interesting. He says, Ela b'cholo shamoin medaber. He says, this is actually not talking about somebody who actually desecrates Yantiv itself, because again, Yantiv, everyone knows you have to keep Yantiv. But rather, he says it's actually talking about Chalamayid, the intermediate days on Pesach and Sukkis. So what does it mean, Mevazeh HaSamodos? This is someone who doesn't treat the intermediate days with a sense of sanctity, but instead tries to relate to them simply as regular weekdays. In other words, everyone understands that Yom Tov you have to treat with Kiddusha, with holiness. Shabbos you have to treat with Kiddusha. But sometimes those intermediate days, Chol HaMoed, could easily again be disparaged and have their holiness depreciated. That's HaMevazeh es HaMoados. So again, we'll stop over here for today, but just to understand that Rabbi Elazar Hamodi is really teaching us two profound ideas. That number one, sometimes, if working backwards a little bit, sometimes the way you could really gauge a person's appreciation of Kiddusha is in the more nuanced forms of Kiddush, like Chol HaMoed. Chol HaMoed, you know, Yom Tov is an obvious form of Kiddusha. Shabbos is an obvious form of holiness. But Chol HaMoed is a bit more nuanced. How does a person approach nuanced holiness? Are they interested in the nuances? Can they pick up on the nuances? Or do they simply go ahead and denigrate it? Similarly, the first part of the Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar Hamodi is talking about Mechalas HaKadshim. Again, there are times in life when we all have to acknowledge realities that are not living up to expectations. So there are two different ways that you could deal with not living up to expectations. You could either pretend like the expectations don't exist, or even worse, denigrate the expectations. Why should I have to do this? Why is this necessary? Totally denigrate the entire thing. Or a person could push themselves ultimately to try to reach a higher level. So Mevazeh es HaKadshim is a person who, instead of pushing himself to reach a higher level, instead takes an approach ultimately of going ahead and denigrating all of the holiness around him. Because again, if the holiness is denigrated, less expectations of me. So kind of skipping to the end of the Mishnah, again, we'll go through the rest of the Mishnah tomorrow, but people like this, even if they have Torah, even if they have Ma'isim Tovim, unfortunately, they have no Chilek in Olam Haba, because they're fundamentally undermining any ability to gain traction in their life holiness. Okay, we'll stop over here for today. Shukayach, everyone.